Welcome to In the Loop with the Soup. I'm your host, Dr. Tremaine Clarity. This podcast is focused on all aspects in education that are happening right here in the Roane Area School District. Thank you for listening.
One. Welcome to In the Loop with the Soup. I'm Marcy Pfeiffer-Solderbloom, VASD's Public Information Officer, here with our host, Superintendent Dr. Tremaine Clarity.
Hey, Marcy, how you doing?
It's a great day to be a Wildcat, as always, Dr. Clarity. And we're joined today by Nate Edwards, our legal counsel and director of compliance. Nate and Dr. Clarity will be talking about open enrollment, which allows students throughout Wisconsin to attend a public school outside the district that they live in. We're glad you're here listening because the Roane Area School District has so much to offer, from our educational excellence grounded in equity to our amazing facilities to our caring, committed, and talented staff. Take it away, Dr. Clarity.
Good morning again, and welcome to In the Loop with the Soup. We're super excited to be able to talk to you about one of the things that makes the Roane Area School District great, and that's our practices with open enrollment. As we are getting to the details of that today, we also want to make sure that if you think about the Roane Area School District as a destination district, that you find this podcast very informative to allow you to have a smooth process and to be able to bring your child and family and obtain the services that the Roane Area School District has to offer. To have that discussion today, we have our legal counsel, who also serves in our role of Director of Compliance and Policy. That's Mr. Nate Edwards. Nate, welcome to the show.
Thanks for inviting me. Happy to be here. Long time listener, first time guest.
That is awesome, Nate. All right, so Nate, as we get the audience, just give them awareness of who you are and kind of your journey. We always like to have our guests go back as far as they would like to kind of talk about their journey to their current position here in the Roane Area School District and those life experiences that may ground your values and allow you to be the person that you are. So just kind of open mic to you. Just go back as far as you can and all the way to you being here right in front of us today on In the Loop with the Soup.
Well, I won't go all the way back to childhood for the sake of time, but I grew up in Milwaukee, came from a family of public school educators, so it kind of seemed like becoming a teacher was always going to be the end result of my career journey. But as I was in school, I gained like a deep interest for social studies and civics, so I decided to get a teaching license and teach that for a bit before moving on to law school. And then when I was in law school, I had several different roles to kind of prepare me for this one. Working for a tech company, working for a neighboring school district, and working for a law firm, all kind of to prepare myself to become the general counsel of the school district here. I'm really proud to be a Wildcat.
Excellent. Can you talk a little bit about how your connection of being a classroom teacher at one time allows you to have a deeper perspective as legal counsel?
Yeah, so I have a firm belief that people that work for school districts, that our job should be pointed at making things easier for students and families and making sure that the students and the teachers that teach those students are having like the best experience that we can afford for them. So in my experience of teaching, I try and keep that in the forefront of my mind now that I'm an attorney and think through like, okay, how are the policy changes or procedural changes that are happening in the district? How are those going to impact education and make things in the classroom better for the people that really matter?
Yes. And you think about your journey through law school, what courses or what subject matter really drove you and really excited you?
So there was a school law course, which was really interesting. Yeah. But a lot of the things that we do as school attorneys, me and my colleagues, is we do a lot of what's, I guess the best way to describe it would be municipal law. So a lot of the kind of small government administrative law, I think, is what really prepared me to take on this role.
Excellent, excellent. Well, we're really glad to have you here. Year two?
Yeah, I think I'm coming around year two here.
Two, excellent, yeah. Excellent. Well, he's definitely been a value add to our system, allowing us to look at all of our policies to ensure that they're serving our students and families and staff in the appropriate way, and are really allowing us to, as you can hear in his opening statements, to make sure that we are making public education easier and accessible, which is all what we're trying to accomplish. So as we think about our topic today, which is open enrollment, let's just start with the basics. Talk about what is open enrollment. Can you talk a little bit about the law perspective? There is a legal compliance to open enrollment, and then what they can expect as part of applying for open enrollment in the Roane Area School District.
Yeah, the open enrollment process is a really standardized legal process for sure. A lot of it is written into Wisconsin state statutes, but kind of at the basic level, open enrollment is a system and in practice that allows students to attend a school district if they don't necessarily reside in that school district. And it's not exactly something that's new. It's been going on for a few decades now. I know in the 1990s, we had a report that there was about 2,500 students open enrolling. And now in the year 24-25, just recently this last cycle, we had about 75,000 students open enrolling in the state of Wisconsin. So it's grown quite a bit.
Excellent. And you know, what should families think about as they're considering the open enrollment process in terms of, you know, fit? You know, what are some of the things that you would like to see? I mean, a little biased, I feel like the Roanoke School District is the best district in the state of Wisconsin, and I think we have the best staff in the state. So as a person that works in the system, I'm always advocating things that, you know, thinking that your child's going to get a world-class education when they join here. But what are some of those things, if you were a parent, you would be looking for?
Yeah, I think I would encourage parents to do some deep research on the school districts that they're considering. And I know I'm very proud of being a Wildcat here at Verona, too. And specifically, I'd ask parents to look into maybe the specified programming that districts have, including in our district, we have the two-way immersion program. We have several tuition-free public charter schools that offer specialized programming, including STEAM-based education, and also a different immersion, not just in Spanish, but also in Mandarin Chinese. So I would ask parents to do deep research into the programming that's offered at schools and start from there.
Absolutely. And so from your legal lens, let's also think about the open enrollment process, as you said, has been on the books for decades, so it's not new. But there are shifts in terms of year to year, Board of Education is deciding how many spots are open or are available in an individual district. So can you talk about that process and how many spots did the Roanoke School District Board open up for this year?
Yeah, I talked earlier about this being a pretty standardized legal process, and actually, like the Board of Education voting on the number of spaces available into the school district for open enrollment is a huge part of that process. And the law even gets as specific as saying that school boards have to vote on this in January if they're going to do so at all. So yes, our school board voted for a total of 399 open enrollment spaces for the 26-27 school year. Of those spaces, 67 will be available for four-year-old kindergarten, and 287 spaces will be available for kindergarten through fifth grade. 45 spaces will be available at the middle school level between grades 6 and 8.
Excellent. And just to be clear, and these are capacity-based, and so knowing that capacity-based that are that grades 9 through 12, giving the class spaces, both the physical and staffing pieces that we look at, there are zero spots at the high school.
Yes, that's correct. The school board had to make some pretty tough decisions in terms of space availability at the high school, but also space availability for students with individualized educational programs for the 26-27 school year. So there are zero spaces for students that have IEPs and zero spaces for students in the high school grades. But this is based off of a bunch of different factors that the board considers in terms of determining space availability.
Excellent. And, you know, we want to make sure that we put in a space that the Roanoke School District is a very welcoming, inclusive environment. And simultaneously, our board has to look at making sure that open enrollment does not increase staffing. It's you're trying not to increase the number of staff that you hire for specifically for open enrollment. It needs to be based off availability of current staff and current physical space. So as we're looking at that process, can you talk a little bit about when we go to the board, what are some of the things that we're talking about to the board to help them inform this decision?
I'd say probably one of the primary things that we bring to the board are the school district's enrollment projections. So we as an administration conduct enrollment projections by taking the 3-year rolling average of student growth in the district and calculating kind of cohort to cohort trends. We also incorporate Dane County birth rate data and a number of other factors to help us kind of make the best decision. Some other factors that we discussed with the board included declining enrollment trends in terms of like fewer and fewer students entering the district, and maintaining a desirable class size as promised through the 2022 community-supported referendum. All these things are things that we balance in order to try and make the best estimate for space availability in the district.
Great. And as Nate said, it is our best educated guess on the scenario, on the slots that are available. And one of the things that obviously no one can accurately predict is the birth rate place. You know, so you're thinking about, if you look at the number of rooftops that are coming up around our municipalities, you're thinking, you know, how in the world could you have open enrollment spaces when you have new construction every other, feels like every other minute sometimes there's a new rooftop going up. But a new rooftop doesn't necessarily mean that the family is expanding or that there's people are having more students. And we know that nationwide, the overall birth rate has gone down, and we have to take that into consideration as well. So, yeah, as Nate said, trying to almost guess the number of children a family will have is not an exact science, but we try to do as much research and try to follow the trends. So I always remind our audience, as we're talking about open enrollment, whether it's on this podcast or in space, don't just count the rooftops. We have to understand who's inside those rooftops to make sure that we're having our best guesses, especially at the 4K and 5-year-old, and kindergarten ages, because those are the areas where you don't know until they really get here.
For sure. And I think what we're looking at with some of these rooftop counts, in previous years, we've seen like maybe 2 or 3 students come from these new houses that are coming up in our district. And in recent years, we're starting to see like maybe 1 or 1 to 2 students entering. So that's kind of what led to the declining enrollment trend and led to us to be able to open up so many more spaces to allow other students in the greater Dane County community to come to our district and enjoy what we have here.
Excellent. And so you hit it right on the head when you talked about the word enjoy, and I'm just going to put it into the space. When you come to the Verona Area School District, or if you make this your destination district, it's not just going to be, I fill out the application and wait and see. You're going to expect to have interaction from our district and making sure that not only are you appropriately welcomed in, but you're set up for success and making sure that you understand whichever the final school is that is selected by the district, and making sure that you're able to meet staff, meet our leaders, get to understand the community, and that the transition is as thorough and as welcoming as possible. But one of the pieces that I talked about there is that you're not necessarily, you're open enrollment to a grade level within the Verona School District, but not necessarily a school. Can you talk about that process, Nate?
Yeah, so you submit an open enrollment application into the school district, and on the Department of Public Instruction's website, on your application, you can request specific programming or a specific school in the district if you're really excited about it. For example, you could put on your application that you're really interested in our two-way immersion program, or maybe you're really interested in having your student attend Core Knowledge Charter School. But those are preferences that you would list on your application, and whether you get into that specific school or program would be also determined based on space availability.
Absolutely. All right, so now that we know that we're going to have spots available and are ready to go, and I'm guessing families, if they're listening to this, want to know, well, okay, what do I need to do next? Can you just go step by step, you know, so a family can probably rewind this a couple of times and think about, what exactly do I need to do to ensure that I have an appropriate application and for open enrollment to the Verona Area School District?
So there are both written applications for open enrollments available, but I'd say the overwhelming majority of families will apply online on the Department of Public Instruction's website. When they're submitting that application, they would indicate that they would like their child to attend the Verona Area School District. And like I said before, attached to that application, you can include any preferences for specific programming or schools that you would like to attend. Now, I should say that some of our specialized programming, including at our charter schools and our TWE programming, is limited. And many of those slots are filled through the lotteries that are conducted in March. And I said before, this is a really standardized legal process. Under Wisconsin law, school districts are not permitted to approve or deny open enrollment applications until May 1st. Consequently, indicating interest on one of these specialized programs does not guarantee placement into one of those programs. Families who indicate interest will be placed on the appropriate program waitlist if space is not immediately available. But if a charter or TWE seat is not available, a student might be offered a space somewhere else in the district. When openings occur at the charter school or the TWE program, families that are on the wait list will be contacted in the order in which they were accepted and offered the spot in the district. Depending on the grade level, school, and program, there are some years in which no wait list exists, and open enrolled students may be able to begin in their preferred placement that same fall. And there's other years in which they have to wait on the wait list for a bit.
Excellent. All right, so even though we tried to make sure that it's not too technical, there are some technical pieces that you have to bring into. If you have questions or just get stuck in any pieces of it, how can we help our families out?
Yeah, if you have any questions about this, I would go to the district website. You can go to FASD.k12.gov and click on the open enrollment page. The open enrollment photo on that page will lead you to the front page of our registration page. Or you can go to verona.k12.wi.us/registration/open-enrollment and go straight to our open enrollment page. There's a lot of resources available on our website and the Department of Public Instruction's website.
Excellent. Thanks for that. And again, please feel free to reach out to us if you have any questions. We don't want any barriers to this great opportunity that we have here in the Verona Area School District. And you think about the magic of public education, we want to make sure that the magic happens for your family and that you get the best experience possible. So let us know how we can support and help that. So Marcy, who does a phenomenal job producing our show, she serves as our public information officer. And as part of that, she knows the ins and outs and details of what makes the Verona Area School District special for everyone. And so rightfully so, we're going to just talk about what makes us special. So from the lens of a PIO, Marcy, talk about what makes Verona Area School District great.
Absolutely. Well, as the PIO, I have a lot of opportunities to both be sharing information with families about the great things going on here and to hear back from families about their experiences here. So I would say that our families are really involved and interested in our schools. There's a lot of opportunities for parent involvement, and there are parent interest groups, there are governing councils at our tuition-free public charter schools, and you can find our parents supporting our teachers, being out at a fun run with our students, and everything in between. So I say the parent involvement is a great aspect of the Verona Area School District. Our community involvement and support is excellent as well. There are lots of folks who live in the Verona Area School District who don't have children in the district, or maybe have grandchildren or nieces and nephews, and they're still coming out to see our athletic activities and our plays and be involved in everything that the district has to offer. And I think two other things I would mention quickly, of course, our high quality instruction. We have a lot of great things, but we know at the end of the day, your kids would be here for an education, and that is just second to none here in the district, and they would be learning in really state of the art facilities.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Marcy. And thanks for bringing your voice to the space.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. All right, so back to you, Nate. As we think about some of the processes of coming into the Verona School District and our open enrollment, as you said, there are spaces available, and you named it up, but there is the chance that those spaces could fill up. We could have more applicants than we have spaces. And so in those situations, are there preferences based off our administrative rules that we take into consideration if we go beyond more applications than we have spaces?
It's a great question. There are preferences. And I said earlier that this is a pretty technical, standardized legal process. And what state law actually says is that if school districts are going to offer preferences to certain students in open enrollment, then these are the preferences that they have to offer. And these are preferences for students that are currently attending the school district. So if you are a fifth grader who has to reapply for your open enrollment seat, or let's say you're attending the district on a tuition waiver, you would get a preference in terms of your open enrollment application. In addition to that, siblings of currently open enrolled students, or siblings of currently attending students in general, would also get preference. The district has decided to take this approach and apply this preference and offer it to families. And in the interest of kind of keeping families together and ensuring continuity for some of these students.
Absolutely. And I'm guessing some ears perked up when they heard the words reapply, so we'll put into the space that that's only a one-time situation for reapplication. Can you talk about the rest of the grades, and is there a reapplication process, or just how do we make sure that you're not having to do this year after year?
Yeah, most students that are open enrolled into the district do not have to reapply to keep their seat. School districts are only allowed to select one point in time in which they ask students to reapply, and our school district has selected between fifth and sixth grade to reapply. So once you enter the district in 4K or kindergarten, you're here for sure until the fifth grade. Or if you enter the district in sixth grade, you're here for sure until 12th grade.
Absolutely. And as Nate said in the previous response, that we do have preference for those fifth graders that are transitioning over into middle schools, as we know that's a huge transition anyway. We want to make that as smooth as possible. So we try not to disrupt the learning. So while there is an application process for open enrollment, our Board of Education has really valued that smooth transition and really has preferences, if the space is there, for those fifth graders that are already here to maintain their spaces and be able to go to a middle school in the Verona School District.
Yeah, and I should be really clear on what we mean by preferences here. When we say preferences, we mean that those students are actually placed in the district before we even consider any of the other applicants. So those currently attending students or their siblings of students, if there's space available for them, the space will be offered to them before we consider students that don't receive preference.
Excellent. All right, so we're going to close out our show with just making sure that we have the technical information in place to make sure that each of our families that are listening or sharing this with someone else have everything they need. So if they've applied, what happens from there? Talk about those timelines, please.
Yeah, so after a family applies, the district actually has to wait to review those open enrollment applications until the window of the application window closes on April 30th. After the district considers those applications, we will notify families before June 5th of 2026 via U.S. mail or email regarding the status of their application, whether they've been accepted or have been waitlisted, or if the district didn't open up spaces for their grade, whether they've been denied the opportunity to open enroll.
Excellent. All right. So we're going to close this out and make sure that everyone has the information that they need to make the Verona School District your destination district. You know, I can tell you as a family person and a person that cares about education and wanted the best for my own kids and want the best for your kids as well, Verona School District is the place to be. And we're excited to have availability and seats and knowing that a world-class opportunity is coming for a world-class education. With that, we'll turn it back to Marcy.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Clarity. Thank you for being here today, Nate. And folks, to get more information, you can go to VASD's open enrollment webpage on the VASD website. The first picture that you'll see is an open enrollment photo with information. You can click there to get more information. Or you can go to straight to our open enrollment page at the school district's website under the registration icon. And we want to thank you for listening. And if you're considering applying for open enrollment, we encourage you to do so. The application is just the first step of your journey to educational excellence grounded in equity here in the Verona Area School District. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time on In the Loop with the Soup.